We are up to Siman Kuf Samach Tesiv Gimel, page 142. We are still talking about the Shamash over here in the Suda, but we get a couple of important things over here, a couple of important musagim from this Halacha Siv Gimel. The Siv Gimel tells like this: A Shamash Bivarich Borei Pri Agafen Al Kol Kos VeKol Shiit Nulo. A Shamash of the Suda is not expecting to get the nice bottle of wine, that he's going to get a cup of wine, and therefore, even if the Balabais gives the Shamash of the Suda a kos of wine, he thinks that's it. Okay, he's assuming that's only going to be the only kos of wine. Therefore, if he gets poured a second kos and a third kos, every kos he's going to get, he's going to have to make a new bracha rishona. Okay, the reason why over here, and this is an important inyan for Hilchos Brachos, is something called nimlach. When you have a hesach adas, when you don't think you're going to eat anymore, and you decide to eat more, then you're going to have to make a new bracha. This is what we learned from the Gemara and Daf Kuf Zayin in Maseches Chulin. Okay, from this din of the Shabbosh. This is the makor of that din, or at least one of the makors of the din. It happens to be nowadays, as Moreno Rabbeinu Rodovitzel writes, we're not going to go at length about it right now, nowadays we're kimat never nimlach, because we're always constantly eating. We always think we're going to eat more and more food. Even, whether it's consciously or subconsciously, most times we're not nimlach nowadays. But this is the concept of nimlach over here, and the reason is because the Shamash doesn't think he's going to get any more koso. When he gets the second koso of wine, he's so surprised by it, he would have to make a new bracha. Okay, bracha b'machrona, ein v'barach elu v'asof. But there's a chilek between bracha rishon and bracha achrona. Nimlach is for bracha rishona. If you change your mind and you decide to eat more, you have to make a new bracha rishona. But bracha achrona will cover all the kosas that the shamish drank. It'll cover all the sessions of drinking that he already drank. That's by drinking wine. However, it's like this. But every piece of bread that he gets, he does not have to make a new bracha on every single piece of bread. Im yesh adam chashuv besuda, but that's al tznai that there's an adam chashuv in the suda. We see over here, what's the getter of an adam chashuv? An adam chashuv is going to think about other people, and therefore he assumes that there's an adam chashuv, he's going to give him also to make sure the shamish is what to eat. She yoduya, she yidnu lo kol tzarko bipas. He knows that, at least from the bread, he's at least going to get everything he needs until he's satiated enough for the bread, and therefore he's not nimlach from the bread. But there's no adam chashuv in the suda, and therefore they don't know the halachas that you're supposed to take care of other people. And the halacha we learned the other day that if something smells good, you have to make sure he gives them. Then the halacha will change based on who's sitting at the suda. If it's somebody that cares about other people, does not care about other people, the shamish is going to have to go ahead and make new brachas over here, even in this case. Okay. Then the Ramah brings down another din, not from Maseches Chulin, Maseches Brachos, and that is Shnayim Shayu Ochlin Miyachad. If there are two people eating together, and then there's a Shamish of the Suda. Generally, the Shamish of the Suda, he has to ask permission to eat with other people. But over here, if the Shamish, we're talking about the Shamish of the Jew, okay, the Shamish over here could assume they want him to eat with them. Why? Because he's the Zimun. If without him, they don't have a Zimun, and therefore, Shnayim Shayu Ochlin Miyachad, Hashamish Ochel Mehim Melon Etilas Rishus. He doesn't have to ask for shis. He could sit down and eat with them. Kadesh Yid Starful, the Zimun order, Mekai in the midst of Zimun. And therefore he does not have to ask for shis to eat with them. And he goes ahead and sits down and eats with them in the Suda. Okay, that's the Siman Kuf Samech Tes. Moving on to Siman Kuf Ayin, which is a very fascinating Siman. And that is the pretty long Siman. It's got a lot of different halachas and a lot of different things that people know. It's called over here Divrei Musar Shiina Adam Besuda. And the idea over here is that it's going to tell us all different dinim. Some apply more days nowadays, some apply less nowadays, because they're talking about how one is supposed to behave at a suda. Okay? Some are eating behaviors, some are just behaviors with other people. Okay? We see over here, halacha doesn't just tell us how to put on our tefillin, how to shake the lulav and esrog. Halacha tells us how to behave. Okay? And we're supposed to act in a certain way. And obviously you can't talk about every single situation on how one's supposed to act in this situation and that situation. A lot of it we have to understand by ourselves on how one is supposed to behave. But Chazal gave us a couple of ideas over here, and we're supposed to learn from these ideas in order to apply them how to behave. So someone who puts on his tefillin with lots of kavana, shakes his lulav and esrog with lots of kavana, puts his sitzes out of kavana, but eats like a chazer and doesn't behave nicely at a suda, that's just the same thing. It's also not following halacha. You can't call yourself coming from. For sure. A novel b'shusat, that's called a novel b'shusat Torah. Okay, because he doesn't, over here, that's even worse than that. It's not like, it's not b'shusat Torah. It's not something that you're not mekayim dinim b'ferish in shochel. Once again, some are going to relate to more of these dinim and some less. But let's say over here, it starts with a din over here of a din of sakana. And that is, Chazal understood, if one speaks at a suda, if he speaks in the middle of eating, it's a sakana that he may come to choke on his food. Okay, so it says over here, it says, Ein mesichin besuda, shema yakim kana levesh. Okay, one is not allowed to speak in a suda. Perhaps what's going to happen, shema yakim kana levesh, we should recognize. This phrase is the same phrase of when we're drinking and leaning on Lel Pesach, the reason why we lean to the left. And not to the right is Shema Kana Yaktim Kana Leveshet, where a phrase is going to go around the wrong tube, and you're going to come to choke. The same thing, if we're talking during the Suda, we're afraid that what's going to happen is someone's going to choke. Va'afilu mishanit ate shema Suda, someone even sneezes in the Suda. Asur lomar lo asusa, you can't say God bless you, you can't say labriyut. Okay, asusa is the same thing, that's how it was in Aramaic, what they used to say when someone went ahead and sneezed. Ah, however, what? Because we're afraid the person's eating is going to cut, it's going to be a sakana for that person. Okay? Question is, as the Aruch HaShulchan asks over here, in Oth Beis Kasha, Lama Ein Nizar Nasha B'din Zeh, why are we not makpid on this din nowadays in the first din in Shulchan Aruch, not to speak in the Suda? So he claims over here, the reason is that this din was just back in the day, brings on the Yesh Omrim, when they used to do a seba at the Suda, that's when it was going to be a sakana. They used to recline at a suda, that's when it was a sakana. But us, who don't recline, it's no longer a sakana. And lechora, that's what much of the world relies on. However, Morena Rabbeinu Rav Nevetzal brings down over here. Over here, B'shem Rishol B'Zalman, Tim Raslein Nesichan, Shemati B'shem Admor Zal, Shein HaKavah Raksha, Ocha Lo Yusecheach, Ela Shegam Acha Lo Yusecheach Imo, Pen Yan Elo Ocha. You should not only the person who is, the Ocha is not, the one's eating is not supposed to talk, someone who's sitting with someone is eating is not supposed to talk, because then he could cause that other person to choke also if he's eating his food. Lamaisa, as the Char Chuva brings down over here in Os Aleph, okay, he brings down the cheetah of the seba. He also mentions over here in between the difference between someone who's actually chewing his food and someone who's in between eating. Okay, and he's in between eating. Therefore, a lot of people are not so machmir in terms of dinim if they're not actually chewing the food, but they're in between bites that they'll go ahead and be makel. Okay, that's what's going on over here. A lot of people, I mean, it sounds like over here one should try and be makpid not to speak so much when he is eating, okay, because it's going to be a sakana. L'maisa, though, it brings down over here in the Mishnah Berurah, don't forget, though, as it brings down in the Mishnah Perkei Avos, that you have to speak Divrei Torah at a suda. If you don't speak Divrei Torah at a suda, there's nothing brought down over here. It's Kiyilu Kochleim Kizim Chemesim. Brings down a pasuk, says over here in the Mishnah Berurah. Says over here, Mishnah Berurah, Sikon Aleph, and see over here, Eim Esich Mesudah, Afilu B'Divrei Torah. Oh, you're not allowed to speak even B'Divrei Torah. V'Davke B'Shas Achila Gufo Mishum Sakana. It's only when you're actually eating, and because it's Sakana Kolokamei. Avol Bein Tashal L'Tashal Mutter, if they're clearing off the appetizer, and now they're serving the main dish, or they're taking off the main dish, they're serving dessert, and so like that, and it's gonna be Mutter. Umitzvah, kol adam yilmol Torah shulchan. It's a mitzvah on every person to learn something at his table. Shekol shulchan shlo amro lav divrei Torah, kilu achal v'ziv chemesim. Anyone who does not have divrei Torah at his table, it's like he's eating from ziv chemesim. V'katav v'shlo, the shlo writes, the yilmad mishna olacha ugada o sibrei mosar. To try and learn a mishnah, or a lacha, or a gada, or sibrei mosar at the table. Vein yotzi mashim avarach birkas amazon, birkas Hamazon is not going to be enough. Al kolpani yomar eiz mizmor, at least say a mizmor to Tehillim. V'tov lamar achabirkas emotzi mizmor Hashem roi lo echsar du divrei Torah utfila mizonosav. Some people say mizmor the Hashem roi lo echsar because over there it talks about not only it's divrei Torah at the table, but also it's a tefila on someone's parnasa, on someone to make sure that he has food, which everyone's supposed to do at the table anyways. Okay? Now, Lamaisa, Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevetzal brings down over here, in the new edition of the Mishnah Berurah, it's also mentioned over here, in the Aruch HaShulchan, over here in Os Aleph. Okay? He brings down over here, in Dibur Masleinu Mizra, Rav Nevetzal says like this, Nagu Mimei Cholomar Mizmar Al Naros Bavel. If you say Al Naros Bavel, or B'Shabbos Shir HaMalos B'Shuv HaShem, or in Shabbos Shir HaMalos, or any time you don't say Tachlin, the Mishnah Berurah says, you say Shir HaMalos, you're mekayim this din of speaking Divrei Torah. You're mekayim two things by doing Al Naros Bavel or Shir HaMalos. Number one, our din over here of speaking Divrei Torah of the Shulchan. And number two, you're also mekayim the din of remembering the Chorban Abayis. It brings down that Sadavka where the Mishnah Berurah talks about Shir HaMalos Naros Bavel at the beginning of Chilek Aleph Mishnah Berurah. They're Mekai, it's a kiyum of the din of remembering the Chorban Abayis at every Suda. Okay, says Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevetzal over here. Very interesting. It says Limud Torah v'suda. It says Das Admor Zal. This is something that is Rishon Zalman's Chiddush. He says in a different couple of different places, and this really might change. I don't know if it's his own Chiddush and others disagree, but based on what he says, it makes a lot of sense. Anytime we say Tehillim, okay, whether we're saying Tehillim for a chola, or at the end of davening like we did today, or over here, you're saying Tehillim at the Suda, says Rishon Zalman, Das Admor Zal, note, Sheish L'chavin Ba'mizor Es Mizmori Tehillim, Kemitzos Limud Torah. It's a din of Limud Torah, Hama'oros L'dveikos Ba'Hashem, that by learning Torah, to be Mestabik L'Hashem. V'lo K'tfila. It's not a tefila. It's Limud Torah, when you're saying Tehillim. People think Tehillim is just a way of pouring one's heart out in tefila. It's not true. It's also part of Torah Shebichtav. It says over here, he says over here, how do we know it's not tefila? It's rather Limud Torah. Dichosh of tefila. Because if it's considered a tefila, tzarech lahashmit chalakim she'enim shayichim lomar. You have to skip parts that are not true. If you're saying a tefila for someone, everything you have to say is got to be true. Okay, and therefore, if there's parts of Tehillim, we don't understand what we're saying when we say Tehillim, so it's hard for us to relate this, but there's meaning to the Tehillim. And if you're saying things in Tehillim that are not true, if it's a tefila, you're not allowed to say them. Here, if it is a din of tefila, you have to skip the parts of Tehillim that are not shaykh to what you're saying. Mishum mechseik ishakr ketefila. But if you're learning Torah, you're just learning up what David the Melech wrote, you're allowed to learn learning. A concept over here. Tefila, you gotta try and be real with the Kadosh Baruch. Okay, you have to try and be real with it. Limud Torah, you're saying what David HaMelech learns, okay, that's fine, you're allowed to say it. Can Limud Torah, if you're not, if you learn the Gemara about, Shomer Negiya, you're not Shomer Negiya, okay, you learn Torah, you're not Mekayim the Din, that's your problem. Okay, but if you act and say Kadosh Baruch Hu, I want to be Shomer Negiya, but you have no intention of being Shomer Negiya, so you're lying in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, you're lying in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, fine. So, now, that's this din. Now let's move right. Says the Mechaber over here. Hayim Mesubin Mesuda V'yatza Echad Mihem La'atil Mayim. If someone goes to the Suda, is in the middle of the Suda, gets up to go to the bathroom. La'atil Mayim is, how do you want to go? It's urinating. Number one, Ketanim. When we say Ketanim, it means number one. When we say Gedolim, it doesn't mean a Katan and a Gadol. It means what you go to the bathroom with. Ketanim, Gedolim is Gedolim. So you go over here and goes to our Ketan. La'atil Mayim. Notol Yodo Achas Shishishibo. He has to wash the one in the hand. Sheif Sheif is, Baruch Hashem, I think we're pretty good at this nowadays. I guess back then more happens if it drips a little bit and it gets on your leg. Mishashesh is when you clean yourself off. Okay? If you're Mishashesh, the hand that you clean yourself off, you have to wash, it says over here. Notol Yadu Acha Shishishiva, the hand that you use to Sheif Sheif, you have to wash the hand. Ve'eino, now listen to this. Ve'eino notol Bifnei Kulam. When you wash your hand, you ever see the sign in the restaurant that says, the workers are chayiv to wash their hands after going to the bathroom. What do they need the sign for? And why? Because it makes you feel better that you think that then the workers are washing their hands. So to over here, you have to be yotzei the people. People are going to think you went to the bathroom, you didn't wash your hands, so you have to wash in front of the people. It says, kulam shelo yachshedu shelo nato. So people don't think that you didn't wash your hand. Vim lo shivshay. But if you're not Mishashe, if you came out clean, ain't no note of klal, ain't no nagu makom tinofus, if you didn't touch yourself in dirty places, you don't have to wash. I believe asa tzrachav, but asa tzrachav is gedoli number two. Okay, if you had asa tzrachav, vaday tzarech netila, then for sure you have to wash your hands. Now, sounds like this. This whole din is, they have to do it in front of everyone, the Mechaber says, hani mili lishtos. This is when you are drinking. Okay, when you're drinking, you don't really have to wash your hand, you're only gonna touch the cup, you're not gonna touch the food, so therefore, someone think I don't have to wash my hands. Avo lechol, if you're gonna go eat, no telafila b'chutz, then you can wash even outside. Demei de yadei danine daite, because everyone knows people are finicky, people are istinesses. V'lo achol b'lo netila, who's gonna eat without washing their hands? And therefore, that's a tchilik over here. If he's just drinking, you have to wash in front of everyone else. If you're eating, you're allowed to wash outside. Okay, once again, it's the klal over here that you gotta be clean people, you gotta do things that are the right way of doing things. If you went outside and you spoke to your friend, okay, you met your friend up and you started speaking for a long time, okay? In this case, if you were eating bread, and now you're Mesiach Das from washing your hands. You started talking to your friend. Okay, you have to wash both hands again. Okay, you have to wash both hands again. Halacha lemaisa. It's not brought down over here, but it's brought down, I believe, it's in Kusam Achtal in the Mishnah Berurah. Halacha lemaisa in this way, Marino Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Saul Paskins. A lot of people do not know this halacha. If you go to the bathroom in the middle of a suda of eating bread, so if you're not eating any more bread anymore, so you don't need to do netilas yadayim, you have to wash your hands for cleanliness. But you don't need to do another netila of your hands with a kli. But if you are going to eat more bread, you're going to have more bread after you go to the bathroom. It's like this. If you just did ketanim, you have to wash your hands like you're washing your bread without a bracha. Twice on each hand, without a bracha. If you went to the bathroom gedolim in the middle of a suda, and you're going to come back and plan on eating more bread, you have to wash your hands again with a bracha. That's all halacha lemaisa. A lot of people do not know this. That's the Let's just finish off of here the Ramah. The Ramah adds in Vadoin and Atila the Shtia, Hainu Betocha Suda Chayshin and Shema Yoch. That which you say you have to wash your hands over here for cleanliness. When you went to drink, like the Mechaber said a moment ago, that's only while you're in a Suda, that you're afraid that you're going to come to eat also. Okay, through drinking you might come to eat also. But generally, if you're just drinking, you're not mechuyev to go ahead and wash your hands, to go ahead and drink something afterwards. Once again, you have to make sure your hands are clean in order to not pass germs and things like this. But in terms of this din over here in Shulchan Aruch, there's a chiluk between drinking amongst a meal versus drinking outside a meal. Have a great day.